identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Seven CFW 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you as we roll through this Thursday morning together. Thank you so much for letting me be part of your morning. I appreciate that. Coming up in, give me about 11 or 12 minutes, there's a woman in the United Kingdom. She was unhappy with her brand new washing machine and the problems she was having with it. And she just could not get any satisfaction from the, you know, the repairman that would come out. And the company that she bought them from, wait till you hear what she did to try to remedy this situation with her washing machine. It's coming up.
90s and more. 105.7 CFW.
There was a time when I was so broken hearted. Love wasn't much of a friend of mine. The tables have turned, yeah. One calls me and then where's that party? That kind of love was the killing kind. So listen.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. You fan of old cars, classic cars? Love them. Absolutely love them. I think it's so cool that so many people still take care of the old cars. They rebuild them. Some they make look original. Some they make into hot rods. No matter what they are, they're just so awesome to look at. If you're a fan of that too, you're going to want to be over at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds on Sunday. It's the annual event, the Indian Head Swap Meet and Car Show. There's going to be food. There's going to be music. There's going to be good times out there. There's going to be a kids scavenger hunt. So bring the kids along too. If you want more info, times, admission, all that kind of stuff, head over to Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds website, and all the info is there for you. The annual Indian Head Swap Meet and Car Show this Sunday at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. Yeah, it's that time of the year again, isn't it? Looking forward to it. I can't wait.
Altoona to Lake Chetek. We're your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Go, girl! 105.7 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Here's a interesting story out of the UK. So a woman buys a brand new washing machine, and she's having all kinds of problems with it right out of the box. She has a repairman come out to fix it. It starts to work a little bit, and then it breaks down again. And then she calls another repairman from the company that she bought the machine from, and he comes out and takes a look at it and gets it going. And next thing you know, it's not working anymore. Finally, a third repairman comes out. Now, remember, this is a brand new washing machine, and the repairman couldn't get it fixed, couldn't get it going. Said, "Sorry, I don't know what, can't help you out." And he's ready to leave. That's when the woman blocks his van in her driveway and said she's not moving until she gets a new washing machine. He tells her, "Look, you got to take this up through the company. I'm just a repairman. I don't know what to tell you." Police are called because she would not move to let the guy out of her driveway. Police responded. They negotiated with the repairman's release. The woman got her new machine and no charges were filed. That's right. The company finally said, "Fine, we'll send out a brand new washing machine." So she finally moved her vehicle and the repairman was allowed to leave. You know, as I'm reading this story, I'm thinking, I think I just came up with an idea to get that brand new roof on my house. I'll let you know how it works.
Remains a drug that's the high and not the pill, but did did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot and the light that you shine can't be seen? So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now, won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Oh, 5-7 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. There's Seal and Kiss from a Rose. What if actually the artist's name would have been Rose and the song would have been Kiss from a Seal? And then it would have been, that would have been a completely different song. Probably not as, as a beloved song. Kiss from a Seal, though. I mean, I do have too much time on my hands. I'm just curious. Why do you ask?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor. If you don't like the world you're living in, take a look around. Friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on.
Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7.
Thank you.
Boston, More Than a Feeling, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s. More, I just saw that 90% of teenagers have gambled by their senior year in high school. That is up, they say, dramatically on just the last 10 years. Gambling. So teenagers, they're gambling like crazy, it sounds like. I know, though, I think back to my senior year in high school. I gambled every day my senior year in high school. And the gamble for me was whether or not I was going to graduate or add an additional year to my high school experience, because I wasn't the most studious and responsible student when I was in high school. But I made it. Yes.
Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, September 6th. It's the first ever Barbecue Fest coming to the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. A full day of fun for the whole family. Music, games, and barbecue. Lots and lots of barbecue. There's a barbecue competition, cornhole tourney, barn dance, and more. Join 105.7 CFW for the first ever Barbecue Fest. Saturday, September 6th, Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. More info at NWSFA.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation that would make it easier for parents to opt their children out of vaccine requirements for schools and child care centers. The proposed legislation would not make changes to current state law, but aims to inform parents of their right to waive the requirements for their child. The current law states that parents can waive the requirement for medical, religious, or personal reasons by submitting a written statement. Vaccination rates for Wisconsin children have been declining since the COVID-19 pandemic. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to stop the Trump administration from implementing a provision in the new federal budget that would block Medicaid funding for health care services at Planned Parenthood, including cancer screenings, wellness exams, and birth control. In a press release, Attorney General Call said the provision was a horrendous policy and an attack on both Planned Parenthood and access to health care. The Menominee City Council has approved a new nonprofit grant program. Under the new program, $50,000 has been set aside for area nonprofits in the 2026 calendar year. Officials say the application-based system will make it easier for the city to budget the aid distributed to those organizations each year. Nonprofits seeking funding through the grant program will be able to submit applications from January 1st to February 28th. The City Council will review the applications by the end of March and distribute the grant funding by June 1st. Newly appointed Barron County Sheriff Jody Kumet was sworn into office this week. A swearing-in ceremony for Kumet was held on Monday, just a few weeks after she was appointed to the position by Governor Tony Evers. She will serve the remainder of Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald's term through January of 2027, following his retirement in June. She has over 30 years of experience in law enforcement with the Wisconsin State Patrol, serving the Barron County community for the majority of her career. She retired from the State Patrol as a senior master trooper in March. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s here this afternoon, although we may have a little of that hazy smoke from Canadian wildfires today. Tonight we'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
CFW.
1057 CFW, Daryl Hall and John Oates together in Private Eyes. Those guys need to work it out. They need to figure out where the issue was between the two of them, because they said they've never, you know, they've gone their separate ways. But boy, would that be a great reunion tour. I think it would be, because Daryl Hall can still sing. John Oates can sing. That would be, I think they would make, don't you think they would just make a dump truck full of money? And it would be fun to see them. So, come on, Daryl. Come on, John. You guys need to work this out, okay? Come on, buddies. Here's Billy Idol now, Cradle of Love, 105.7 CFW.
Don't rock easily, it's true. Well, I'm
1057 CFW.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where men go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. He does know and mention her. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
job.